Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't think going into the year anybody thought Dante was going to have 10 and a half sacks last year. I don't think anybody in here would have said that. And so we'll have somebody that to produce a higher sack total than what's thought to be, okay? And so who that person is, I don't know. Will it be a collective of guys? I don't know. But I do feel that our pass rush will be better. I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where will it come from? Which individual? It's too early to say, but it will come.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. That was Joe Witt Jr., defensive coordinator of your Commanders. I don't expect him to get up to the podium and say, we're not going to have as many sacks this year. We're not going to be as good a pass rushing team. But, and maybe it's just that he's first team all press conference and he's one of the best at cutting promos on the mic. When he says it, it feels like there's more confidence. Like he's not just doing coach speak. Mm-hmm. I really believe that he believes that they got plenty of pass rush and that they're probably going to have a 10 sack guy, that they're going to have a bunch of dudes to get more sacks than you and I think. They seem pretty confident in that. Everybody points to last year's sacks per pass attempt, the ratio of pressures turned into sacks and how often they got home. And they were just outside of the top 10, top half the league, I think between 12 and 15, 12th last year in that category. But you did lose a guy that got you almost 11. You did lose your best pass rushing defensive tackle, John Allen. And those are two substantial losses. So they're saying, we're going to figure it out. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. We've got guys that are better than you think they are. But this is going to take some real coaching. They're going to earn their paychecks here because Dorrance Armstrong's the one guy from a sheer pass rushing standpoint on that defensive line, as an edge, who has proven at any point in his career that he could get anywhere close to 10 sacks. Otherwise, that guy doesn't exist. And at least in Fowler's case last year, even if we didn't expect it, Danny, you could have said, hit an 11-sack season, maybe that's still in there. They don't have that. Cleveland Farrell has never done that. Dietrich Wise has not done that. Jalen Holmes, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. So my counter to him would just be, Fowler at least had the skill set that you guys had to get to. No one in their building right now has what Fowler had on his resume.
So I think a lot of my philosophies about defense come from watching Greg Williams's defensive teams for so many years. And the easiest way, I'll kind of put a pin in that for a second. The easiest way to get pass rush is what? Have a really good pass rusher. Tune in for more great analysis from old Randy Duhier. But seriously, you have a great defensive end, you don't have to scheme anything up. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to do a stunt or a game or have this defensive tackle occupy a blocker or work around or do a fake zone dog blitz or any of that kind of crap. You have the defensive end line up and get after the quarterback.
If I coach Myles Garrett, here's what I say.
Yeah.
Myles, see that guy? Go put pressure on him. Pretty easy. T.J. Watt, right? Trey Hendrickson makes it a little easier, right?
And a couple months ago, there was a day you were out, and Toby and I were doing the show. We actually kind of happened to philosophically talk about it. We stumbled into this conversation. How would you build the team? Like the simplest way to build a team or the best way to build a team? And my answer, honestly, even though they only won one Super Bowl and everyone makes fun of them, were those Colts teams with Peyton Manning. where I would go, here's my design. I'm going to get a lead. I've got a great quarterback, and I'm going to have an awesome pass rush. I want two, as many as I can, but two elite pass rushers. Play defense with everybody else. I'll dare you to run the football. I don't care if you do. That, and that's, to me, the easiest way. That's the shortcut to win 12, 13, 14 games a year. Have Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis. If you don't have those guys, now go back to my Greg Williams corollary. There was a year where Sean Springs led the team in sacks, blitzing from the corner. It ain't ideal, but you can do it. You can Voltron a pass rush. You can bring a bunch of people together and mix and match and change and try to find the weak link and probe. It ain't. It's not the easy way to do it. And they're, to me, taking the harder road where they're going, I know Javon Kinlaw's never gotten after the passer. Neither is Dietrich Wise or Eddie Goldman. But watch what we do with them. I don't know, man. Hard for me to feel as confident as they are.
Yeah, I just know what some of those guys are, and they're not going to rush the quarterback all that well. But I trust this staff to be right in this. I think they will do what it takes to generate adequate pressure. It's just not going to be a strength. I don't think we're going to be watching this team every week, and it's going to be a detriment. It's not going to be overly problematic to the point where they can never get off the field because they can't hit quarterbacks and they can't get pressure. That'll happen some. It also happens for the elite defenses with the best pass rushes. But I don't think it's going to be the story all year long. I think it's going to be closer to that, though, than, wow, this is unbelievable. They're one of the better pass rush teams in the league, and they've got seven guys who all have eight sacks, which I think is kind of the design that they're looking at. I don't see it happening that way. My hope is, number one, that Dorrance Armstrong is this year's Dante Fowler. I think he has the possibility to get you 10-plus sacks. If you go back to the playoffs when Armstrong, who was getting fully healthy and at that time was now kind of settled in and had been here for a full season, I don't want to say settled in the defense because he played for Dan Quinn previously in Dallas in the same scheme where he had 8.5 and 7.5 sacks the last 2 years, and then that dipped to 5 this year. But if you go back to the playoffs, he actually had his best stretch of games right there in the postseason where he had, I want to say, 3 sacks total in those 3 playoff games, had a multi-sack game in there. He started to just more consistently make plays. And, in fact, it was Armstrong, not Fowler, who made way more plays in the postseason. He's also a better run stuffer than Fowler was. It's funny, we talk about Dante Fowler, who they lost, as if they lost Von Miller in his prime or something. And he's had 2 really good years where he's rushed the quarterback. I do think it'll be hard to replace 10-plus sacks, but Fowler was a liability against the run, as evidenced by the 60-yard touchdown on the first play of the NFC Championship game where he got caught going inside and fell down, and the whole play basically got derailed. Armstrong's a more complete player, but I think Armstrong's a very solid starting defensive end. In a perfect world, he's my second guy. You know, he is my Robin. He's my B. He's my 7-sack number 2 defensive end. And the starter on the other side is the guy that might go get 15, Trey Hendrickson or whoever. The problem is he's their A-lister. He's their Batman. If you're just traditional, lining everyone up to pressure the quarterback. And the guy on the other side, I guess, would be Wise, who's, I think, going to be really good against the run, but maybe more of a, you know, 4, 4.5-sack guy. But what does it look like if Joe Witt's right? And the sack total is higher than we think, and maybe it's by committee. Maybe it means Armstrong got to 10, who has the best chance to. Maybe Wise got you 6.5, which I think would be more than we're anticipating. Maybe you got like 5 out of Kinlaw and 3 out of Goldman. And, you know, from the linebacking core, Bobby Wagner had 4, and Frankie Louvu had another 9 or 10. Like, do you just think it's by committee? Or when he says Fowler was not expected to do what he did, do you think they feel like they're going to find it in one's player?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I was wondering that because you don't specifically invoke that without saying there's almost like a wry smile, like there's somebody in that room you guys don't know that's going to do the same thing. That's what I thought he meant. But just looking at the roster, you know, again, his point is correct. I did not have Dante Fowler at 10.5 sacks last year at this point. He's right. So you advantage Joe Witt on that one.
You agree with what I said, though, whereas at least Fowler had 11 before, Danny?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, and I mean you, but to dismiss it as if Dante Fowler was just some goose who, like, couldn't chew bubble gum and rush at the same time. He literally was a top five pick who had an 11 sack season on his resume. The idea that he's going to go get 10.5 sacks as a speed rusher is not crazy. There's no one on the roster like that right now.
Right. And I guess I'd push back a little bit and say a dude that was available for punter money getting you 10.5 sacks was very unexpected. I see your point that it's not out of the realm for a guy put in a good situation as a speed rusher if you're willing to sacrifice all run accountability and gap integrity and a whole bunch of other things. Yeah, that guy could get you more sacks than you think. But I think that's semantics. I guess to me.
Well, let me ask you this before you move on, just to drill down on this. So let's say Fowler getting 10-plus sacks. What percentage chance last year would you have given that right now?
At this point last year, 5%.
Okay, so I would have gone like 25% just because he'd done it. And then Dietrich Wise, who's never had more than 7.5 sacks in the last 2 years, had 9.5 combined. What's the chance he would have 10 sacks this year?
A fraction of a percent.
Right.
But and that's so, my point is that this is the gap there, whether you think it's 5 or 7 or 17,
right.
25, that's not here. At least just doing everything I could do with my metal detector on the beach, I got no beeps, right? I don't see that anywhere on this with this current group. And so to me, I'm basically going, okay, what I always like to do, and not that my thoughts matter at all to them, but I want to see what they see. I want to think along with them and go, you know what? I see that actually. That makes sense. And when I can't, I get frustrated. And then when it doesn't work, think of the Rivera era all the time where I go, I don't see it the way they do. But I guess they got a plan, and then their plan sucks, you realize, and they're, you know, 5 in a million. Okay, I go, okay, you know what? The thing I saw as maybe an issue turned out to have been an issue. Last year, they were right a whole bunch more than I was looking at something I didn't quite see. I don't quite see this one in terms of a one-for-one, someone steps up and is the new Dante Fowler. I wonder, though, if this is more a, we're going to do a whole bunch of things that you aren't expecting. We're going to have, for example, all the coverage responsibilities on second down and third down for Frankie Louvu, those are gone. He is now a get-up-the-field pass-rushing presence. He's not quite Micah Parsons, but he's on his way to Micah Parsonsville, right? We'll get a pass rush there. We'll generate some from moving Javon Kinlaw around and having something up the middle. We'll have more from name that blitzer. I don't know. I just don't think there's a one-for-one, we got a Dante Fowler, just you wait and see.
Well, you know my solution to this, because I've over-talked about it.
Does it
all
rhyme with Schmendrickson?
Well, if they're going to go make a trade, hell yeah. I just think they're not, and they're rolling with what they got. And if that's the case with the personnel in the building, it's Frankie Louvu. I mean, Frankie Louvu becomes an edge on passing downs, basically. And that doesn't mean he just has to come off the edge. Like, you can move him all over. Myles Garrett is over top of centers occasionally. He's rushing from the linebacking core at times. You can get creative, and Dan Quinn and Joe Witt will. But Louvu would not be a traditional off-ball linebacker on very many passing downs. He's the best pass rusher in the building, and I'm going to use him as such. And my guess is they're going to unleash him in that way. They did a lot last year. Oftentimes it was more of like traditional blitzes and dogs where he would be the fifth guy coming. But I'm talking about actually like standing him up and using his pass rush skills going against tackles. I would do that way more. But I am curious about how you guys would go about this, and we could dive deeper into this with Danny. Like, what did Joe Witt mean? Does he think they might find a 10-sack dude a la Fowler? Or do you think he's saying sacks aren't going to be a problem? We don't need an 11-sack guy. We're going to get to the quarterback enough. And how are they going to pull that off with this group?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.